All right, on today's show, we got a national championship game set. Ohio State, Notre Dame, we're going to talk a little bit of the storylines around that. And Joel Klatt decided he wants to make college football schedules uniform. I got a different idea. Let's do it.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad. Which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Zenzation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in, Winning Cures Everything. It is the Monday, January 13th edition of the show. By the time you hear this, it'll probably be Tuesday the 14th. And this is Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I am your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. Hopefully everybody's having a good week thus far. And yes, it has been a wild, wild time in the city of Memphis. Snow. Lots and lots of snow. And it's still on the ground here. It melted it really good enough on Saturday for you to be able to get around if you needed to. But then Sunday and Monday, I mean, we still got snow in people's yards. We still got ice on streets where, you know, the sun does not get to hit it. We're still sitting in the upper 30s as far as temperature. I'm kind of tired of this. Like, I know it's January. I know that, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we might be having some more snow and all that, but I feel like Memphis is far enough south that we shouldn't have to deal with this crap. But alas, it is what it is, you know. Kids really enjoyed it. We built a snowman. And I remember when I was younger. I used to enjoy snow days and whatnot. But now it's like, all right, well, yeah, it snowed, but you still got remote work even though your kids are home. And, you know, you still got all kind of mess going on. So, you know, you forget something at the grocery store, you just got to do without. It is what it is. So, ended up being not too shabby. It was a pretty good weekend. Acted like we were snowed in, even though we could drive down to the grocery store if we needed to on Saturday. It was not that big of a deal. But it ended up being just fine. Atlanta, the site of the national championship game, is going to be dealing with some cold weather. Which would make sense. I mean, the game's on January 20th. But there is, of course, the chance of snowstorms and whatnot. We saw that in Dallas. Did not seem to keep anybody away from, you know, the game. Texas had plenty of people there. Ohio State had plenty of people there. Everybody got where they needed to go. And it was okay. Everything was fine. Let's talk about some of the... Oh, hey, how about this? Watch the BetUS College Football Show. We're going to deep dive this national championship game on Tuesday, January the 14th, 1 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to do it live. And if you can't catch it live, of course, go back, watch the show. It's going to be a good time. But we're going to have a blast because we dive into both sides of the ball. We talk about special teams. Just all these different things. And we have a good time doing it. And then, not sure exactly what the schedule is going to set up like for the off season. We're going to try and do some different things this year, but it should be a good time. Hopefully, you will join us over there. Hit subscribe. There's a link in the description for that. Okay, so let's talk about, first off, Joel Klatt, you know, Fox's college football analyst on their broadcast with Gus Johnson. He has his own podcast, his own show, and they do a really good job with it. He just sits and talks, and lots of people watch, because Joel is a good college football dude. I do worry that sometimes he gets a little too non-SEC, but I mean, you know, he works for Fox, and they don't have any SEC games, so it is what it is. Even still, he's one of the few voices of reason in the college football media apparatus, because there are a lot of people that just openly cheer against the SEC, although I would be amiss if I did not tell you that the SEC is the reason why college football is as big as it is right now. Now, the SEC might also be the problem with college football, but regardless, neither here nor there. We could debate that at a different time. I'll bring some people on and we can talk about it. That's actually not a bad idea. I might do that. Okay, so anyway, Joel Klatt said that all P4 teams, schools, should be playing 9 conference games, 1 P4 out-of-conference game, and 2 G5 games. And I get what he's going for because, you know, these conferences have gotten so big. Like, I get it. I totally get it. But I would do things a little differently than what he's talking about. If it were up to me, if I were the college football czar, if I were the college football commissioner and I could just wave my magic wand, no pun intended, and I could make the sport do what I wanted it to do, I would have every P4 school play 8 conference games, and I would do 2 P4 non-conference games and 2 G5 games. And the reasoning is simple. We saw this year, you could have loaded up SMU with 10 ACC games with the way that their schedule fell. You could have loaded up Indiana with another Big Ten game, and the way that the rotation worked, it probably would have been against another team that either didn't make a bowl or just barely made a bowl. If you have 2 non-conference P4 games, that is less of a chance for a team to hide behind a weak conference. Now, odds are you're probably going to play somebody that's relatively weak from one of the other conferences. But if you have to schedule 2 P4 non-conference games, then there is at least the chance, if your league is weak, that we will see it. Nobody seemed to care that the ACC was getting demolished by the SEC, right? Like, nobody seemed to worry about that. Now, at the same time, you do have outliers, right? Georgia Tech got real close to Georgia. Clemson got real close to South Carolina. Louisville beat Kentucky. Miami beat Florida. All that. But when you go and look at the totality, the few P4 non-conference games that we got with the ACC, they did not fare very well. And you knew. Because Clemson just got demolished by Georgia. They got handled by Texas in the playoff. They got beat at home by South Carolina. So you knew, and nobody seemed to pay attention to it. But if everybody has to play the same schedule, then okay. Then you would at least get an idea of it. SMU didn't have to play any SEC teams. SMU did have to play BYU in the Big 12, and that was their one loss on the season. Until they got to their conference championship game, they lost it, and people said that they still deserved to be in. So if you do 8 conference games, 2 P4 non-conference games, and then 2 G5 games, well, not everybody can schedule the weakest teams in the G5. Somebody's going to have to play somebody. Not everybody can play the weakest teams in the P4. Somebody's going to have to play somebody. And you'll get an idea of who is actually the best conference. And I think that's a good idea. So, 8 conference games, 2 P4 non-conference games, 2 G5 non-conference games, and I think that makes it a little bit more fair, and it makes it a little more difficult for teams to hide behind weak conferences. The Big Ten was top-heavy. It just was. The SEC has been in the past. The SEC this year was not top-heavy. It was pretty well-balanced. But you didn't have the highest of the highs at the top. So I think that this overall, probably a good idea. You know, can't really do much of that with Notre Dame, right? It's hard to say that Notre Dame didn't have a tough schedule, right? Because they played USC and they played Army and Navy were both good. They played Texas A&M. They played Louisville. They played Florida State. Like, those are supposed to be good teams. And they beat all of them except for Northern Illinois. So it is what it is. It's very interesting. Let's talk about before we do that, let me tell you, of course, you guys should by now know all of the ads. You guys know what we're talking about. But tickets are expensive. And trust me, I've had to try and find tickets for WWE SmackDown. Friday Night SmackDown. And you want to know who had the best price? TicketSmarter. TicketSmarter.com is the best third-party ticketing vendor in the country. They're fantastic. And you can save money every single time you buy tickets. Just go to TicketSmarter.com, put in the promo codes WCE10 or WCE20. And the WCE10, this WCE10, is going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more. WCE20 is going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. Very easy to do. And you can do it every time you buy tickets. So if you want to buy tickets to a college basketball game 1 week, and then the next week you got to go see wrestling, and then the next week you got to go to a concert, you can save money every single time out. So make sure you do it. TicketSmarter.com. Think smarter with TicketSmarter. Also, Go Sleeves. GoSleeves.com/WCE. Or if you just go to GoSleeves.com and put in WCE as your promo code, it's going to save you 15% off the best kinesiology technology on the market. They got the best compression sleeves, the best compression socks, compression shirts. They got this cool gel stuff that's like really good for your joints. I slipped on some ice. I'm hurting. But I tell you what, I am going to put some of that gel on here in a little while, and I'm going to feel good as new. It's going to be great. Absolutely great. So, GoSleeves.com. Do yourself a favor. Do your research. Go and check it out. BettingCFB.com, if you want bonus audio, etc., go ahead and check that out. I did instant analysis after the semifinal games over there. And you will get more just bonus audio from me over there that I don't have to worry about editing and whatnot. I get on there and I ramble. And it's a good time. So hopefully all of you will join me there. It's $5 a month, $50 for the year. And that's where all of my stat projections, etc., are going to go in the off season as we are getting ready for the 2025 college football season. This one is winding down. It is dwindling as we speak. So bettingcfb.com is where you need to go.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
All right, with that said, let's talk about this national championship game. Ohio State is favored by 9.5. I am going to do a YouTube video where I go over the advanced stats and all that kind of stuff, right? But Ohio State favored by 9.5. It's come down to 8.5 in some places. And you've got a total that's, around 45.5, I think. Somewhere around there, or maybe 43.5. So I do not have it in front of me. Probably should have, but I will whenever we do the YouTube video. So, by the way, subscribe to the YouTube channel if you've not already done that. I would certainly appreciate it. But yes, let's talk about some of these storylines. The first one that you notice, of course, Marcus Freeman is the first African-American head coach that will ever coach in a college football national championship game. That is kind of mind-blowing when you really think about it. Like, what are we? How did it take this long? And I guess it's because the schools that, typically get to a place like this, to a national championship game, they have not hired black head coaches. Georgia, Alabama, Texas hired one with Charlie Strong. Ohio State has not. Penn State finally did. I don't know that I would consider them a national championship program at this point, but they are getting closer. Michigan finally did. I mean, there's the biggest of the big in the sport have not hired black head coaches. So it's pretty cool that we've got one that you can say that he's black and you can say that he's Asian as well, right? There's whatever you would like to say. Marcus Freeman is an outstanding individual. He's incredible. The guy's handsome. He's charismatic. He can carry a room. He seems like he's as cool as a cucumber in every situation. Only in his third year of coaching. And they built a really good team. And they have done, I mean, his hires have been outstanding. Al Golden on defense. And now Mike Denbrock. And but has anybody had a better four-year run than Mike Denbrock as a coordinator? Think about it. He leads the Cincinnati offense to the first G5 playoff bid. Now, they didn't win it. They didn't have the dudes. But had a really good year with Desmond Ridder, of all people, and got him drafted, what, third round, I think? And Ridder's still hanging around in the NFL. Like, he's not great, but he's pretty good. So you had that. Then you go to LSU, join up with Brian Kelly. You bring Jaden Daniels, who had one good year as a freshman at Arizona State and then did not develop at all for three seasons. And then he comes to LSU. You can see the flashes. You can see some fun things in his first year there. Second year goes off. Absolutely insane. Wins a Heisman Trophy. If the defense had been better, like, there's no telling what the ceiling would have been for that team. And now, of course, Jaden Daniels, I guess Rookie of the Year in the NFL. I don't know if they've announced that. You guys know I don't, college football season, I don't pay as much attention to the NFL as I used to. But then this year, he goes to Notre Dame, and he's got Notre Dame, with that limited offense, in the national championship game. Took a quarterback from Duke, and just a mixed bag of wide receivers, a really good young running back in Jeremiah Love, and gets him to the national title game. Now, defense had a lot to do with the Cincinnati squad and with the Notre Dame squad. LSU, obviously, defense was not good. There's only so many points they could score, right? So Denbrock has done an amazing job. But back to Marcus Freeman. Marcus Freeman played football at Ohio State. And this is just a huge storyline because I was pretty convinced, and might still be, that if Ryan Day leaves Ohio State, I think Freeman's the first call at Ohio State. I don't think it's Vrabel. And yes, you know, we're talking about this now. Vrabel took the Patriots job over the weekend, or this morning, whenever it was. The days all seem to run together. But Freeman is, you know, he's an Ohio State guy. And now here he is. He had 1 year as a defensive coordinator under Brian Kelly. But outside of that, this man was at Cincinnati. He was the DC for Luke Fickell, who is now at Wisconsin. Fickell probably would have been your guy at Notre Dame had he not taken the Wisconsin job. It's amazing how these things work out. It really is. So, Freeman, incredible coach. On the other side, you got Ryan Day. And, you know, he did answer the Lou Holtz question. He said no. They've not tried to patch things up since last year's Notre Dame-Ohio State game that came down to the last play on the goal line. Ohio State won 17-14. But, man, I mean, how different is it, right? Ryan Day is still a relatively young coach. He's been there for, what, six seasons, seven seasons? Whatever it is. I think 2019 was his first year. His second year, he gets to the CFP national title game, but he only has to play, like, what, seven games to get there? The Big Ten rewrote the rules in the middle of the season. And yes, you can do that during the COVID year. It was what it was, and I understand why they did it. Indiana probably should have been in the Big Ten championship game. But Ohio State was the best team in the Big Ten that year. So, Ohio State goes to the national championship game. They get absolutely boat raced by Alabama. They don't get to play Michigan that year. But Dave was quoted as saying that, you know, when they get to play Michigan again, they were going to hang 100 on them. And now he has gone through a four-year losing streak to Michigan. And they are one win away from a national championship in a year that they lost at home to Michigan. That's what this playoff has done. In the expanded playoff, I mean, that's what this thing is. I mean, it has allowed second and third chances for these power teams that wouldn't normally get them. Ohio State lost at home in the last game of the regular season to Michigan, their biggest rival. They lost to Oregon. They did not get to go to the Big Ten championship game. So instead, they got rewarded with a first-round playoff game. And then they got to go exact some revenge on Oregon in the Rose Bowl. They get to go play Texas. And now you've got a national championship spot. It's kind of mind-blowing. But that's what this playoff has given us. And it's what it will continue to give us. Like, do I think that Alabama really deserved to be in the the playoff? No. Not at all. Tennessee, did they deserve to play for a national championship? No. But you got to put 12 teams in. You got to fit them in there somewhere. And that's what we got. So, interesting coaching matchup for sure. Chip Kelly going up against Al Golden. That's going to be interesting. And then on the other side, you got Mike Denbrock going up against Jim Knowles. And I will tell you, kind of feel like Ohio State has the talent advantage. Kind of feel like Ohio State has the coaching advantage. But this Notre Dame team has found ways all year to get it done. They have had the most advantageous run to the national championship game that you could possibly afford. Like, think about it. On the other side, Notre Dame was either going to play Penn State, SMU, or Boise. I don't think Penn State belonged in this either. But that's where we are. That's what we're doing. What a wild, wild bunch. I'm going to tell you, like, I kind of feel like this is Ohio State's year. I haven't seen how Notre Dame was going to get some of this stuff done basically all year. I thought they could beat Georgia because Georgia's not been very good all year. But, you know, you beat Indiana, you beat Georgia, you beat Penn State. Yeah, you probably belong up there. Just the way it goes. All right. I have rambled long enough. Let's go on and wrap this baby up. Hopefully, you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. I should be back with more later on this week. I will be doing the YouTube video tomorrow, breaking the game down, explaining my pick on the game, etc. I've still got to figure out exactly which way I'm going to go. My numbers do like Notre Dame, but man, all the injuries, all that kind of stuff, kind of tells me to point Ohio State. So we shall see what I end up doing there. But with that said, subscribe, leave a nice 5-star review. You guys know what you get to do, all that fun stuff. It's going to be a fun week. Next week we do have one game, one last one, and then we got to sift through the transfer portal. We got to figure out exactly what these teams are going to look like next year. We got all kinds of things that we got to figure out. But it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. All right. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.